Since we're in a theatrical frame of mind, we go now to movie theaters, where the big film opening this weekend is a vehicle for a couple of sitcom stars. Date Night showcases Tina Fey and Steve Carell. Critic Kenneth Turan is not laughing as much as he wanted to.
Date Night is a half-baked comedy. It's funny, but it will more than likely leave you hungry for more. Steve Carell and Tina Fey are two people who could make the phone book funny. They play the Fosters, a boring couple from New Jersey, whose planned romantic night in Manhattan goes terribly wrong.
We couldn't get a table, so we ended up taking somebody else's reservation.
You took someone's reservation?
Yeah, we took it. So we're in the middle of dinner, and these guys come up. Turns out these guys work for Joe Mileto.
Those reservations belong to some bad people. And taking their table led to a case of mistaken identity that put the Fosters in harm's way. With nowhere else to turn, Mrs. Foster remembers a former client, played by Mark Wahlberg, who just happens to be a security expert. The interaction that follows, often involving Wahlberg's refusal to put on a shirt, is the funniest part of the film.
Tell you what we should do. We don't have a lot of time, so why don't you shirt it up? And then we will get what we need, and then we'll be out of your hair.
Basically, we have a phone number that we need to get an address from, and I remember that you used to run your own detective agency or something.
There's your shirt. No wonder you couldn't find it. It's on her.
Phil, this adult Claire. Comedy is fine, but the problem is that it's not okay for a movie to be only one thing these days. It has to be all things. So Date Night contrives some awkward and self-consciously poignant moments between the Fosters and the kind of super elaborate car chase Spencer Tracy and Katharine Hepburn would have refused to be part of. Director Sean Levy based his career on the overdone Night at the Museum franchise, and he's trying the same throwing everything into the pot trick once again. Carell and Fay can be really funny. Just watch the gag reel outtakes at the beginning and the end of the final credits. When you see what these two can do, you can't escape the feeling that these performers are a lot funnier than Date Night allows them to be.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.